请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
There is a big landslide in Kishtwar.
在基什特瓦尔有一个大滑坡。
Many people are worried.
许多人感到担忧。
The landslide can hurt families.
山体滑坡可能会伤害家庭。
The government decides to evacuate the area.
政府决定撤离该地区。
They tell families to leave quickly.
他们告诉家庭快点离开。
The families pack their things.
家庭打包他们的东西。
They feel nervous and scared.
他们感到紧张和害怕。
Many families go to a safe place.
许多家庭去一个安全的地方。
The rain stops for a moment.
雨停了一会儿。
People think the danger is over.
人们认为危险已经结束。
But the rain starts again.
但是雨又开始了。
People are not safe yet.
人们还不安全。
The families must find a new place.
家庭必须找到一个新地方。
They hope for better days.
他们希望能有更好的日子。
There are many types of transport.
那里有许多运输类型。
People use cars for quick travel.
人们使用汽车进行快速旅行。
Bicycles are good for exercise.
自行车适合锻炼。
Buses carry many people in cities.
公交车在城市中运载许多人。
Trains are fast and easy to use.
火车快速且易于使用。
Motorcycles are fun for young people.
摩托车对于年轻人很有趣。
Walking is a good way to stay healthy.
步行是保持健康的好方法。
Airplanes help us travel long distances.
飞机帮助我们旅行长距离。
Each transport has its own benefits.
每种运输都有其自身的好处。
We need good transport for our daily lives.
我们需要好的交通工具来满足我们的日常生活。
Transport is important for everyone.
交通对每个人都很重要。
Choose the right transport for your needs.
选择适合您需求的交通工具。
Transport gives us freedom to move.
交通让我们拥有移动的自由。
In emergency situations, staying calm is very important.
在紧急情况下，保持冷静是非常重要的。
You should always have an emergency plan.
你应该总是有一个应急计划。
This plan should include contact numbers for help.
此计划应包括求助的联系号码。
You must practice your emergency plan regularly.
你必须定期练习你的应急计划。
In case of a fire, you should evacuate quickly.
在火灾的情况下，你应该迅速撤离。
It is also important to know the closest exit.
知道最近的出口也是很重要的。
During a natural disaster, listen to the authorities.
在自然灾害期间，听从当局的指挥。
They can provide valuable information and assistance.
他们可以提供有价值的信息和帮助。
Avoid dangerous areas and listen for alarms.
避免危险区域，并倾听警报。
If you hear an alarm, take it seriously.
如果你听到警报，就认真对待它。
Always follow the instructions given by officials.
始终遵循官方给出的指示。
Keeping a flashlight and water nearby is a good idea.
把手电筒和水放在附近是个好主意。
Know where to go in case of emergency.
知道在紧急情况下去哪里。
These tips can help you stay safe.
这些建议可以帮助你保持安全。
The atmosphere was electric as AC Milan faced Atalanta in a crucial match.
气氛如电般紧张，当 AC 米兰在一场关键比赛中面对亚特兰大时。
Fans filled the stadium, eagerly anticipating the kickoff.
球迷们填满了体育场，渴望着开球的时刻。
Both teams started strong, exchanging aggressive plays.
两个团队强有力的开始，交换激烈的比赛。
Milan's forward, Leao, created several opportunities for his team.
米兰的前锋，莱奥，为他的球队创造了几个机会。
Atalanta responded with a swift counterattack, showing their skill.
亚特兰大以快速的反击做出回应，展示了他们的技巧。
The first half ended goalless, but the tension was palpable.
上半场以无进球结束，但紧张气氛是显而易见的。
As the second half commenced, both teams intensified their efforts.
当第二场开始时，两个队伍加紧了他们的努力。
Players fought for every inch of the pitch, displaying remarkable skill.
球员为场地的每一寸而战，展现出卓越的技能。
In the 75th minute, Milan scored a brilliant goal, sending the crowd into a frenzy.
在第75分钟，米兰进了一球，令观众陷入狂欢。
Atalanta, undeterred, pushed back fiercely for an equalizer.
亚特兰大毫不畏惧，强势反击，争取平局。
However, Milan's defense stood strong, thwarting every attempt.
然而，米兰的防守坚如磐石，成功阻止了每一次尝试。
The final whistle blew, and the match ended with a score of 1-0.
中场哨响，比赛以1-0的比分结束。
Milan celebrated their hard-fought victory while Atalanta left with heads held high.
米兰庆祝他们艰辛获得的胜利，而亚特兰大则昂首离开。
Real Madrid secured a pivotal victory against Athletic Club last Saturday.
皇家马德里在上周六以关键胜利击败了竞技俱乐部。
This win underscores the team's excellent form heading into the final stretch of the season.
这场胜利强调了球队出色的状态，迎接赛季的最后冲刺。
Their tactical approach was both aggressive and disciplined, reflecting coach Ancelotti's strategy.
他们的战术方法既激进又有纪律，反映了教练安切洛蒂的策略。
The performance showcased their ability to adapt and overcome challenges.
表演展示了他们适应和克服挑战的能力。
Furthermore, this triumph boosts their confidence as they aspire for the league title.
此外，这一胜利增强了他们的信心，因为他们渴望获得联赛冠军。
As the season progresses, their resilience will be tested against tougher opponents.
随着赛季的进行，他们的韧性将会在更强的对手面前经受考验。
In their quest for supremacy, every match will carry significant weight.
在他们追求霸权的过程中，每场比赛都将具有重要的分量。
Ultimately, this thrilling victory may set the tone for the remainder of the campaign.
最后，这场刺激的胜利可能为竞选的剩余部分设定基调。
Fans and analysts alike are eager to see how the team navigates this critical juncture.
球迷和分析师们都迫不及待地想看看球队如何应对这个关键时刻。
In conclusion, Real Madrid's victory against Athletic Club is a testament to their ambition and capability.
总之，皇家马德里对阵亚特兰大俱乐部的胜利是他们雄心和能力的证明。
In the realm of moral philosophy, one often encounters intricate dilemmas that challenge our ethical frameworks.
在道德哲学的领域中，人们常常会遇到复杂的困境，对我们的伦理框架提出挑战。
Consider the classic trolley problem, where one must make a choice between sacrificing one life to save five others.
考虑经典的电车难题，其中一个人必须在牺牲一条生命与拯救五个其他生命之间做出选择。
This scenario prompts profound inquiry into the nature of morality and human existence.
这个场景引发了对道德和人类存在本质的深刻探讨。
Philosophers like Kant and Mill have proposed varying views on utilitarianism and deontological ethics.
像康德和穆尔这样的哲学家提出了关于功利主义和义务伦理学的不同观点。
Kant's categorical imperative suggests that individuals must act according to principles that can be universally applied.
康德的范畴命令表明，个人必须按照可以普遍应用的原则行事。
In stark contrast, utilitarianism posits that the morality of an action depends on its consequences.
在鲜明的对比中，功利主义认为一个行为的道德取决于其后果。
These opposing perspectives reveal the complexity inherent in moral decision-making.
这些对立的视角揭示了道德决策过程中的复杂性。
Ultimately, these dilemmas urge us to reflect on our values and the impact of our choices on others.
最终，这些困境促使我们反思我们的价值观以及我们的选择对他人的影响。
In conclusion, moral philosophy serves as a mirror reflecting our ethical intuitions and societal norms.
总之，道德哲学像一面镜子，反映我们的伦理直觉和社会规范。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。